T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, a little Red Hot Chili Peppers from the Biff. A little Californication. There we go.
I saw them when they came down here in concert in 2012. Probably, honestly, the best concert I've ever seen.
Yeah, they put on a good show. I've seen them a few times now.
And they don't like play just an hour. They play a long time.
They do.
Through songs.
I saw them. My most memorable Red Hot Chili Peppers concert was, by the way, Greg Likens here with you. Matt the Biff Wilson on the other side of the glass. Taking up until 10 o'clock. Thanks for joining us on QAM. I actually saw them in Milwaukee. This was when I was in high school. It was a big deal for my friends and I to drive up. I was living outside of Chicago. We drove up to Milwaukee for the weekend. Now, we were in high school, so like we had, like, my parents came, one of my other friends' parents came, and so, you know, we had some like chaperones kind of thing. But we would go up there for Summerfest, which anybody who's from the Midwest or is aware, I mean, it's a big summer festival, as you can tell by the name, but it involves lots of music, great food. We couldn't take advantage of it at the time, we're too young, but beer, because Milwaukee, you know, it's known for its beer, and they have really good acts every year that come through, and it lasts for a few couple of weeks. So we saw Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know who opened up for Red Hot Chili Peppers? Foo Fighters.
That's a pretty good concert.
On the same bill.
Oh, man. I'm jealous of that.
Yeah. That was terrific. And what made it even kind of a crazier night is it was a torrential downpour storm. It was at an amphitheater. So there were 8 of us who went to the concert. 4 of us had seats, tickets that were undercover, and 4 of us had seats in the lawn. So four, I was undercover. And the other 4 had, like, a great time at the concert, but they also wished they had brought an extra set of clothing because they were absolutely soaked by the end of the night hanging out in the lawn. But it was a story to tell. And when we left the concert venue, the concert ended for the evening. We leave, and there are other smaller stages throughout kind of the expansive area of Summerfest. And so there was another show that was wrapping up. But if you pay admission to Summerfest, you could just walk around this whole kind of area and go to the different food vendors, drink vendors, all that, and then some stages. And so all you have to do is pay, you know, whatever the flat rate is to get into Summerfest. You could see some music for free, basically. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Foo Fighters, you had to pay extra to get into there, right? We saw the tail end of Weird Al Yankovic's show on one of the free stages.
That's actually really funny.
Yes, yeah, so we saw Foo Fighters, we saw Red Hot Chili Peppers, and all of a sudden, we're seeing Weird Al Yankovic and some of the great hits that he's had over the years, his parody songs. It was a great night. Terrific night. Anyway, so there you go. You play Californication, Biff, and I go off on a tangent about the music. Hey, we haven't done this enough tonight. Well, right now, let's appropriately do it. A very happy 37th birthday to Dwayne Wade, right? My goodness.
To the king of Miami, Mr. Wade County over there.
Exactly. Don't call him Wade Jones. Dwayne Wade. 37 years old, Dwayne Wade. His One Last Dance tour continues tomorrow in Detroit against the Pistons. Of course, a 3-time NBA champion, 12-time All-Star, the Finals MVP in 2006. Over 22,500 career points. First player in NBA history to total at least 2,000 points, 500 assists, 150 steals, 100 blocks in a season. The list goes on and on. He's chasing down Michael Jordan for most blocks by a shooting guard in the history of the NBA. He has just had an unbelievable career. We had somebody text in earlier. in reference to his birthday, while also saying he's the greatest athlete South Florida sports has seen. For today, I'll give it to him. It's his birthday, right? He deserves that. I think Dan Marino makes a strong case as well. It's certainly those are the two that have distanced themselves from everybody else. Happy birthday to Dwayne Wade. I don't know what he could possibly be doing in suburban Detroit, though, that would be that much fun. Because that's where they are. They're practicing at a high school, as Barry Jackson told us earlier. And then, of course, playing the Pistons tomorrow night. By the way, this is a star-studded birthday. For, like, January 17th is a star-studded day when it comes to notable people who were born. It's not just Dwayne Wade celebrating his 37th birthday. Calvin Harris, the DJ slash musician, 35 years old today. Zooey Deschanel, the actress, 39 years old. Lil Jon is 48. Lil Jon is 48 years old, which is crazy. Kid Rock is also 48 years old. All of these people born on the 17th of January. Michelle Obama, former first lady, is 55 years old today. Jim Carrey, one of my favorite actors and comedians, 57 years old. Steve Harvey is 62 years old today. Maury Povich is 80 years old today. James Earl Jones, 88 years old. Him with the deep pipes and awesome voice. And how about this? Betty White, the national treasure, is 97 years old today.
Well, now my birthday just seems inferior. I don't even know if I want to have my birthday anymore. That list was star-studded. My birthday is terrible.
When's your birthday, Biff?
March 21st.
Okay. Any other notable people that were born that you know of on that day?
I'm going to look that up. But honestly, my birthday is more known to be about 35% of the time is the first day of spring. That's like really what mine's known for. I'm like one of the first days of being an Aries also, and that's kind of all I know.
That's cool. That's fun, right? Yeah, it's a good time of the year. Hope springs eternal, pun intended, right? It's a good time of the year. By the way, I said it was star-studded. I'm not even mentioning those that were born on January 17th who unfortunately have passed away. Muhammad Ali was born on January 17th back in 1942. Al Capone was born January 17th, 1899. And Benjamin Franklin was born on January 17th in 1706. So there you go.
I found all the notable March 21st birthdays. It's a great one. So Ronaldinho.
Okay.
He is it.
The soccer star.
Yes. Scott Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood's son.
Like, believe so. Or great grandson. He's like 32, so it could be a great
grandson. It might
grandson
be his grandson,
for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Antoine Griezmann, he's a really good soccer player too.
Antoine Griezmann.
Antoine.
Yeah. Yeah,
I read it.
You read it, Anthony.
Yep. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. And Adrian Peterson.
Okay.
I did not know about Adrian Peterson. And Gary Oldman.
There's some good athletes you got there.
I know.
You got a lot to live up to, Biff.
Yeah, no, I'm failing already. Failing.
So star-studded birthday today for Dwayne Wade and the rest of the list. By the way, really cool. Marquette is going to honor Dwayne Wade at halftime of Sunday's game against Providence. So Dwayne Wade and the Heat are playing the Chicago Bulls on Saturday. Then they're playing another game on Monday. But on the day off, they're allowing Dwayne Wade to go to Milwaukee, which isn't far from Chicago, to take part in a halftime ceremony. And I guess CBS Sports Network, for those who are going to be paying attention, is going to broadcast it. Halftime of the Providence-Marquette game. That game tips off at noon on Sunday, so probably around 1 o'clock. Wade has permission to attend the ceremony, and Miami will play in Chicago Saturday and at Boston on Monday night. So good move there by the organization. Hey, by the way, I mentioned a big night in the NBA last night. Four teams combined to score 140-plus points, which set an NBA record for a single day. It's the first time the two teams lost on the same day when scoring 140-plus points. Teams are averaging 110.5 points overall this season, second most since the merger in 1976 and 77, and teams are averaging 31.2 3-point field goal attempts per game, which is the most in NBA history. And if they keep that up, that will set a record. James Harden went off for 58 points last night. He had 57 points on Monday. And the crazy part about his scoring outburst is none of his points were assisted. All of them came off of isolation. 58 points, 57 points. So 115 points combined his last two games. And none of the buckets that he scored were coming off assists or passes by his teammates. Now, here's the only thing. People are marveling at James Harden. And right now, he's averaging 35.4 points per game. The only players to average over 35 points per game for an entire season over the last 50 years. It's a short list. Two players. Kobe Bryant averaged 35.4 points per game in 2005-2006. And Michael Jordan averaged 37.1 points per game in 86-87. And the thing with Harden is that when he went off for 58 points last night, his team still lost in overtime to the Brooklyn Nets. So, you know, it's all about him. He's putting up great statistics. Chris Paul, Clint Capella, both out of the lineup. Eric Gordon has been out of the lineup until last night. So it's somewhat out of necessity. At the same time, it's like all about him, and there's no team element involved with the Houston Rockets right now. So it's fun to see these big-time numbers being put up, but it does take away from what the game is really about, being a team game. And you wonder how this is going to work when the rest of the parts come back with Chris Paul, Clint Capella, and everybody. Because right now, he's just going down the floor. He's their ball handler, their point guard, and he's jacking up shots left and right, which is great if you like the numbers, you play fantasy basketball. But if you're looking at like realistic how you play the game of basketball, I don't know if this is sustainable. Certainly, the numbers are gaudy, that's for sure. All right, let's take a quick timeout. I mentioned this earlier. Manny Diaz has reportedly filled out the rest of his offensive coaching staff. We'll tell you about the new hires next here on 560 WQAM. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Bring what you want. I want a brand new house on an episode of Crims and a bathroom.
Welcome back here to 560 WQAM. Greg Likens here with you. Matt the DJ, Biff Wilson on the other side of the glass. Now, this is a great song. Come on. You can't deny that this isn't a catchy hit right here.
Oh, this song, like when I was like 10 or 11, whenever it came out, was my joint.
10 or 11.
It was my joint back then.
How old are you now, Biff?
22.
Okay. That makes sense.
So this was like, this song is about half my life.
turn this up again for a little bit. I mean, come on. You may hate Nickelback, but you can't deny that this isn't a catchy song.
Well, we all just want to be rock, so.
We do.
I mean, this song realistically is what every American wants to be.
Very true. Right? Good stuff. There you go. We've officially pretty much completed our rundown of some of the 90s and early 2000s alternative rock hits. So good job. You know, Biff, you delivered. You asked me off the bat, what kind of music do you want? And you did a nice job. Good variety there.
I told you I could surprise people sometimes. Sometimes in a good way and sometimes in just god-awful ways.
Well, tonight it's been positive, so that's been good. Hey, we just got a few minutes here in this segment, and then if you missed my conversation with Barry Jackson from earlier, we're going to have that for you, as he provided some terrific insight into what's going on with Dion Waiters and the Miami Heat, the Miami Hurricanes, the Miami Dolphins. With the Canes, tonight, none of this is official yet, but it is worth noting that according to some reports, it appears that they have completed their coaching staff hirings. So according to the reports, it appears that Stephen Field has been named the new tight ends coach for the Miami Hurricanes. Again, none of this has been announced yet. And then also new wide receivers coach appears it's going to be Taylor Stubblefield. So add that to the running backs coach, Eric Hickson, offensive line coach, Butch Berry, the offensive coordinator, Dan Enos, and you've got an offensive coaching staff. Right, we've all been waiting since Manny Diaz took over, and we heard late night on December 30th that he was going to be the next head coach of the Miami Hurricanes in light of the retirement of Mark Richt. We all wanted to know, what are you going to do with the offensive coaching staff? And it took him a couple of days, and he decided to fire everybody, the entire staff. And the moment he did that, it's like, okay, well, who are you hiding? Or who are you hiring, excuse me? And so it appears that he's got his staff complete. And moving forward, these are the guys going to be recruiting, and then they'll be the ones who are developing the players. By the way, just to give everybody a little bit of the background, Stephen Field, known as a really good recruiter, he's a guy who has really, really deep ties to South Florida. If you remember, he was the Miami Northwestern head football coach. He also was a grad assistant at the University of Miami in 2007 and 2008. He's been working at Louisville. He was at Oregon last season with Mario Cristobal. So he's got really, really strong ties to the high school scene down here because he was an assistant coach at Miami Central, Glade Central, and Deerfield Beach, originally from West Palm Beach. So I think that hire makes a whole lot of sense. The other hire in Taylor Stubblefield, he's the wide receivers coach and was actually Dan Enos' wide receiver coach in 2011 at Central Michigan. So he's been at Air Force. He was the receivers coach there the past two seasons. He, of course, many of you probably know, was an All-American at Purdue. And in 2004, a finalist for the Biletnikoff Award. He went on to play for the Panthers and the St. Louis Rams in the NFL and also played in the CFL. So he's got a nice background there as well. So Manny Diaz has completed his offensive coaching staff, at least according to reports. I would expect that to be official coming up probably tomorrow. That tends to be the way these things work. So exciting times. And also Tate Martell, the new quarterback for the Miami Hurricanes, has landed in South Florida. And some of the local news stations were actually at the airport waiting for him there, and they saw him. I think he was at the Fort Lauderdale airport. So that's cool. I guess some fans were there too. I see there's a story on ESPN, courtesy of the Associated Press, out of Dania Beach, Florida. Tate Martell greeted a few well-wishers in the airport after arriving in South Florida, then stopped to pick up coffee and a sandwich. Like, we're acting like this guy, like it's TMZ, like he's some sort of like big-time celebrity. It's the baristas noticing the crowd around him asks his name. If Martell gets his way, they'll know his name and his game soon enough. This is courtesy of the Associated Press. Former Ohio State quarterback is in the final stages of enrolling at Miami, arriving with four pieces of luggage on Thursday afternoon after flying in from Columbus to his new home. The plan is for him to complete his academic registration process no later than Friday and start taking classes right away. So Tate Martell has landed in South Florida. Exciting times for the Hurricanes. It really is. I think it's been absolutely incredible what Manny Diaz has done over the last 2.5-3 weeks. Such a short period of time, and he's completely shifted the narrative away from everybody being down in the dumps, being angry about the state of the program, to now having renewed optimism and hope about what's going on. Okay, one of our texters here on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022, asks, do you think Enos had a say in the hiring of the offensive coaches? No doubt about it. I think Enos was all over this. I think his fingerprints are all over. I mean, the fact that Stubblefield worked for him, he had a history and a friendship with Butch Berry as well, the offensive line coach. I think it was a combination of him and Manny Diaz determining who were the best fits for the staff from a recruiting and a coaching standpoint. So I think, yeah, his fingerprints are all over these hires. Another texter here says quickly, Greg, my friend works for UM because Mark Richt retired and didn't quit. He is getting one third of his salary for the next 5 years, still making over $1 million per year. Not a bad way to go out. That makes it a little easier. You're going to retire for 5 years, you're getting at least $1 million paycheck every single year.
I can't complain about that.
Living here in South Florida, retire, hanging out in the nice weather.
Honestly, he may just move back up to Georgia and just live there. It's cheaper land, so he's even making even more money.
That's true. I don't know if he needs to worry. I think he's made plenty of money. But if he is concerned, you're right. He can get a lot more bang for his buck from a real estate standpoint up there in Georgia. Well, thank you to our texter for providing the insight. 5 years, over $1 million a year. Not bad, Mark Richt. Good for you, man. And good for the program. It's better off. They're better off right now. I think he did a really nice job with what he did, but time for everybody to move on, and I think they're heading in the right direction.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.